In the gospel reading today, our Lord says, "Unless you people see signs and wonders, you will not believe." Then, as things progress, the man realizes that it was at the very moment Jesus spoke to him that his son began to recover. We're told that when he saw the sign, he and his entire household believed. So it was only through the power of the sign that his household believed. He believed, it said, we're told, that in the words that Jesus spoke. But this is exactly what our Lord had told him. You know, unless you see signs and wonders, you will not believe. Now, you know, there's a point of being reasonable in the whole thing. Why would anyone believe, you know, if there's no evidence to believe? Well, that's one of the things that the Messiah was supposed to do when he came into the world. He was supposed to have signs and wonders as his credentials. But that's not enough, because the scribes and Pharisees didn't believe, even when they witnessed our Lord's miracles with their own eyes. You know, the signs and wonders can testify to who Jesus is, but by themselves alone. They don't prove who he is. You know, we have to be able to look not only at what our Lord did, but we have to look at what he taught and the way that he lived. And ultimately, we have to look at the end of his life if we're truly going to believe who he is. You know, remember, the Antichrist is going to be able to work signs and wonders as well. So we need to ask ourselves, you know, do we have the faith of this man who believed when the Lord spoke? You know, we believe in Jesus generically, but do we have that subjective faith that really accepts all the words of our Lord? You know, believing fully in the person of Jesus Christ and what he and his church teaches. You know, we may not be healed of our various ailments and diseases, but, you know, we are healed of the most important thing, and that is of our sins. You know, that's what our Lord gives to us today. And it's when we recognize, you know, what he's done that we need to change our lives. This man and his whole household saw what our Lord did for this little boy, and they believed in him, and they changed their lives. You know, how much more the Lord has done for us, and how little, you know, we have changed. This is what our Lord is looking for. You know, it's beyond the signs and wonders. It's the person in whom we must believe. When we recognize, you know, truly who he is and what he does for us, then the sign and wonder that's going to be the most clear is going to be the miracle of the change in the way that we live our lives, you know, solely for Jesus Christ.